I got to move, I got the groove, yeah. I got the groove, I got to move, I got the groove, yeah.
So, first it's a dirty dossier, and then it's a phony impeachment hearings, two of them to be exact, and then it's a raid on Mar-a-Lago. I wonder how much and where all this money's coming from to target one president, a former president that is. Because it's like they're taking provocative cheap shots and trying to destroy one man's career to make another man look better than he actually is. And in reality, that other man isn't any much better than all the other presidents, because they haven't done anything to protect America. If anything, they've continued to weaken, destroy, fabricate, lie, misinform the American people, and it's proven by the news every day. There's no real reliable source of information. When Rush Limbaugh was around, he had a little bit of reliable information, and he told a lot of things that were true, but nowadays, you don't get that reliability, and no one is held accountable in the press. But they're able to con, lie, misinform, and worry about COVID-19 and stuff like that. That is pretty amazing. Coming up, a featured special piece on why I think Biden and Trump will be the two men in history to have the worst presidential election in the next 2 years. Stay tuned, as my peace of mind is coming up next. So the Mar-a-Lago night early morning raid turned up to be a phony FBI investigation for top secret documents that turned out Trump declassified just before he was out of office. And you know, that's funny. They go after Trump with fire and tenacity that they don't go after anybody else with. And it's pretty funny because the Democrats have a lot worse demons in their closet than Trump ever had in his. And there's been presidents that have been a lot worse, like blowjob Clinton, or pay off the terrorists to get American people back Obama. And it's just, like, it's mind-blowing the limits that the government will go to sour a president, a former president, who could win the election. But then I think about it, you know, the thing that makes it all so funny is that during the 2016 election, Trump took very big risk in going after Hillary Clinton and her phony email scandal. And it kind of caught up with him a little bit, I guess, because in reverse, the Democrats rigged the 2020 election so Joe Biden would win. But he's going to be 82 years old by the time everything is said and done. And for some reason, I find his lack of remembering very poor. I mean, the man is, if anything, a senior citizen on steroids. Becoming president at 70 some years old is just an amazing fact. And if he has any sort of medical issues, we don't know about it. We do, however, know his medical history. He's had how many double vaccinations of COVID-19? Welcome to my peace of mind, ladies and gentlemen. As most of you heard, Fox News, CNN, and all those media outlets report that there was a raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago, Florida estate. And they took a lot of stuff. It turns out all of it was non-essential and not for them to take. So, I guess what I'm going to be saying is not going to sound too surprising, but it does make you wonder, to what limits will the government go to obtain their means of destroying another president, a former president, for the 24 election? 2024. It'll be 2025 when the next president takes over. 2024 is the last year that we will see Joe Biden probably in office. But if everything holds true, then the fact is that this could be one of the most devastating years for Joe Biden, because the midterms are just around the corner, and usually midterms have a devastating effect on the current president of the United States, from the flipping of the House, to the flipping of the Senate, to flipping of the Congress. It just kind of goes right along the line. And his poll numbers are not impressive. He has not done anything to help America. He's only done a little bit to improve the American economy. But I guess in a way, he's made it stagnant. So it holds out through his election. He's not boosting the economy, but he's also not giving anything. And now, COVID-19 is starting to pick up again. And you're seeing it in Los Angeles, California. You're seeing it in big cities like New York and stuff. And you almost have to think that as a president of the United States, you are in office to protect the American people. But I don't see Joe Biden protecting anybody. I see him playing a game, a one-upsman game. He figures that by becoming president, he's won the game. But actually, he's stalled in a place of insignificance. He is not boosting the economy, but also his Congress, his Senate, has passed an inflation bill that's going to hit the low-income to no-income Americans very hard, from what I hear. And the tax rate is going to be unbelievable for people who are stretching every dollar to survive. But they never ever raise the number on SNAP, on Social Security. It's always stayed the same. $1,200 here, $1,200 here, $1,200 there. It never goes up. And it's a shocking way to look at things. In a way, they're destroying America, and then they're saying we're trying to do the right things. But no government is doing it right. While the billionaires and millionaires are getting more money, the small people are taking the biggest hit. The poor people are taking the biggest impacts of this, whatever you want to call it, economy of the Democrats. But in a way, also, no one's willing to help out the little people. They want all the help for themselves. It's almost like you can pass a bill and solve all the problems in the government, because they're able to pass a bill and give themselves a raise. We don't get to vote on that. But when they do, we know, because our taxes go up. They pass a bill that raises taxes and food prices go through the roof. And gas prices haven't come down. They've come down a little bit, but they haven't come down a lot. There's still places where I see it at $5 a gallon. It's just like summer's coming to an end soon. Just days. Summer will be coming to an end. Months, maybe. But the fact is that as summer does come to an end, where is the boost to the economy? Where is the big numbers going to come from in September, November, October, December? Where's all those big numbers going to come into? And then you have to really think, because they're not accounting for the numbers currently. They're accounting for numbers in the future. Budgeting shortfalls, midlife crisis, stuff like that. They're able to support their families while people like the small people who are on SNAP, SSI and stuff can't do it. We gotta stretch the dollar. But they don't have to stretch that dollar because they're able to write themselves a nice little check and their butts are covered because they're willing to give themselves a raise. I wonder how many of those Democrats and Republicans actually feel the crunch when they go to the gas pump, or actually feel the crunch when they have to pay their property taxes, or actually feel the crunch when they have to look outside and see people struggling to survive. And it's pretty pathetic, if you ask me, because we're not growing as a country. We're dividing ourselves into segregation of life. Not everybody's going to be that way, but there is a small percentage of that going on currently in America. Where we stand with the socialites of America. I do a podcast. This is what I do. I don't ask for money. I ask for support. I mean, that's an automatic thing. I want your guys' support in doing this. It's not like I'm going to ask you for money to do anything else, but you can support me. I won't mind. I'll return the favor and support you if you do something. But it's just the way that I see things in America going. And so the progression of this is going to be on My Peace of Mind, Part 2. Stay tuned. So, My Peace of Mind, from COVID-19 to the raid on Mar-a-Lago, where to start? Oh, I know. Let's start with the fact that there was no evidence, there was nothing shown to the American people, it was all lock and key until it finally came down on a Friday evening for the search warrant to seize items from the Florida state of Mar-a-Lago, where there was people staying, residents living there, and Donald Trump was there. And you almost had to think, why didn't they do it? Why did they do it on a Monday morning? Why didn't they do it Friday night when they got the warrant? But then you have to remember, the FBI has been siding with the Democrats through all the muckety-muck of the Joe Biden investigation into his son. And then you find out that Nancy Pelosi was involved with her son. So, and then, to make it even worse, Nancy Pelosi's, I guess, husband, or I don't know which it is, but one of them got busted for OVI. And it's just amazing at how far these Democrats are willing to go to destroy a man. Now, I'll admit, no president is 100% perfect, and no president is going to be, because they're not listening. They have advisors, they have people giving them advice all the time. But the thing that's destroying this whole thing is, when I talk to people and I listen to their stories, I'm hearing the tale of two birds. One who can't find his way, one who found his way, and then one who's fighting to save his life. If I was president and I was asked, how would you bring back the economy and how would you help with inflation? I'd turn around and look at them and say, you know what? Inflation is not the problem. The problem is that we have not raised anything from the past 25 years of debt. We haven't raised the cost of living. We haven't raised the minimum income caps on social services. And we haven't done anything to help the American people because we're not raising these caps. If you leave a cap sitting so long, pretty soon it's harder and harder to live on. Now, I'll admit, It might sound like a large problem, but at the end of the day, it's not. It's simple. Instead of having it be $1,200 and $1,200 and something on food stamps and $1,200 and something on other things, why don't you just raise it to $2,000? Make it $4,000 for single, $8,000 for married. If you make anything over $4,000, you're single, you lose food stamps, and you also lose the state health care. That would make more sense to me. But that's just to me. That's how I'd do it. Because when you look at it, you raise that, the cap on the income, sooner or later it's going to make it better. Because over time, gradually boosting that cap allows America to recover. And you ease up, and you can make more money. The price of living is going up. And so as the price of living goes up, should the reflection be in the way we operate and the system we use to do it? I mean, that's the thing. There's a big fault line out there that is so incredibly bad that you're destroying not only the cost of living, you're setting a cap on the level of living. It's no longer just one thing, it's multiple things. And I don't know. I don't know if it's just me, but I would think that after 4 years of no raises and no money coming in, I would think that the government would be ready to open up a little bit more. I mean, power to the people, they got a raise, but it wasn't enough to make a difference. And I didn't see the numbers I thought I would see from a cost of living wage. If we're gonna be honest, we gotta raise it, the minimum income, to $2,000 total and $4,000 for single. That means that it really does equal out, but it doesn't match. It doesn't exactly set the tone, because no one's making $2,000 a month or $4,000 inside of a year, because they're always having to get a loan to make ends meet. Okay, let's say a family making $20,000, they're not going to make enough to live on, honestly, because groceries, going out to eat, family, entertainment, two kids, stuff like that, kills the wallet and the pocketbook. Going out to eat once in a while just kills the pocketbook. I mean, you don't have it to do like we used to. And the price of gasoline is outrageous. I mean, I wonder how much the oil tycoons are making off of that. At $4.79 for cash and $4.89 for credit. You know, there's a lot of things that make me ask questions. And then you go and look at the grocery prices. A box of taquitos that you buy can run anywhere from a measly $4 to almost $8. And that's just for the taquitos you buy. And that's ridiculous. But the prices, as they go up, progressively go worse. And no one's given any, no company, no logical way of doing this is going to make any sense. So I'm going to leave it less, I'm going to make less sense than a big company on my peace of mind. COVID-19 shut us down for 2 years. And it was a total shutdown in any fashion. And we were told that we needed to get vaccinated and we needed to have all these things. We needed to have masks, we needed to have social distancing, we needed to do all these things, and we've done all these things, and science hasn't solved the mystery. Just like monkeypox, science hasn't solved the mystery there either. I mean, I'm really kind of amazed, because we're destroying the very fabric of the country. I've seen more one-way targeting than anything in this world, and it's all been at one president, who is not a president anymore. He's a former president of the United States, and he's still the target of the federal government, because he's a success, and the federal government doesn't think that people should be successful. They think they should be living off of them. That's what they want. So they don't give you enough to survive on. They want you to have just enough to get by. And getting by is all we're doing. I mean, how many of you have an extra $1,000 sitting in your bank account for hard times? How many of you even have $100 in your account for when you might need a little bit extra cash? And that's the thing. Call me a skeptic, call me whatever you want, but at the end of the day, I'm not so skeptical. I realize the mistake that we're all making. I realize the mistake that millionaires and big companies are making. They're not looking at the cost of living, they're looking at the price of food, the price of gas, at the price of travel, and the luxury of traveling is very limited. For us that don't have that kind of money, we don't want to travel. So, I have to ask myself, what would help the American people on a low income basis? Well, how about let's start with not a stimulus, but a living, cost of living payment every year. Every 6 months, we evaluate and send out one check to low-income Americans on Social Security, on Med, on state Medicare, on food stamps, all that. We send them one check every 6 months to help them get by for the next 6 months. And we continue to do it until we get that economy back that we want. Now, this ain't like a permanent solution, but it is a way to create revenue and income for business. So, let's say a family of four, two kids, a husband and wife, that's four people. Now, let's figure in cost of living. So let's start at $1,000 and go up. Let's say that we want to ask the rich to help us. Well, $1 million isn't going to make an impact. It will in the short term, but we need a long-term impact. So then we reach out to the international community and we ask them, do you think you could chip in a little bit for a 6 month period to send out a couple of checks to low income or no income Americans to help them get back on their feet? Say yes. We reach an agreement. We put it together. And we figure a top end of $100 trillion and a bottom end of $50 trillion. That basically covers America. And then we just put it in a fund. We call it the low income, no income fund. And what happens is that as we go throughout the 6 month period, pretty soon they start looking at this and they see that America's still struggling, so we'll send out another bunch of checks, all ranging from $2,000 to $5,000. And that includes families. So let's say a single person, well, we'll send them $2,000. Let's say a couple, we'll send them $4,000. And then it's $1,000 per child. So let's say you have two children. You just made $6,000 off of this country, off of America Recovery Act. A permanent solution? No. A temporary solution? Yes. Because it's not dipping into the American debt, it's dipping into what we already have. So let's say we make $100 trillion investment into America. We ask big companies to donate to make the difference. Writing the check then becomes a question of getting the president to sign off on something like that. Which, if I was president, I would, because I would think, hey, if it's going to help stabilize the economy and help boost the numbers, then we need to do it, because we're not going to get anything if we don't. So then what happens? Well, then you start looking at numbers and you start weighing them against the current numbers in the economy, and then you look at the budget. You gotta match the budget shortfall to the budget that we have. So if we get $100 trillion, I'd say about $50 trillion would be sent out over six months, because the checks could range anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000, depending on the size. Single Americans would get $2,000. Single moms with two children would get $4,000. And virtually, it would guarantee a little bit of income security for hard times. And no, they wouldn't have to spend it immediately, but they could use it over time to pay the bills, to get the food, to have something to fall back on during those hard times. And I know it sounds expensive. And I know it sounds like, oh great, they're going to come after us for some more money. But not really. What we're doing is we're going after the companies, the celebrities, who want to help the American people. I'm asking you guys to give, because as a low income person, I understand that it's hard to get by. So I'm not taking, I'm going to give it all back. I think that if we can rebuild the economy the American way, then sending out checks between $2,000 and $10,000 will make the difference. But we're not going to send them out to the wealthiest wealthy. We're going to send them out to the people who really do need the money. Now how is that? That is, anybody on Social Security, anybody on food stamps, anybody on a state-run health care plan would automatically receive a direct payment of $2,000. $2,000 to $10,000. Now, the reason I say $10,000 is because I do want to have a cap. I do want to make sure that we put a cap on the money we send out. Because even $2,000 to $10,000, you get a lot of 10,000s in there if you don't cap the number. And if you make $100,000 a year, honestly, you don't need it, because you can survive on $100,000 a year. It's been proven you can do it if you spend your money correctly. So, next, what would be the next move? Well, in my opinion, the next move would be to invest and diversify the economy. So then you go to the stock market. These big billionaire stock investors and stockbrokers need to lighten up a little bit and help pay off the debt. So let's say we get them to put $1 trillion into a deficit fund. That goes directly into the national debt. That brings it down $1 trillion. So we go back in 2 years and do it again. This time we raise $5 trillion. Well, that's bringing the debt down, but not enough to make a difference. We need something that's going to make a huge impact in the deficit, and at the same time bring the country back to where we're not on the edge of having to raise the debt ceiling again to run the country, or to give our government a raise that they need, which I think they don't need any more raises right now, because they're seriously overdoing the income limits on themselves. They're not taking accountability, they're just writing a bill, passing it, and then they get a raise and they're happy, and that's the end of the conversation. So that's my idea. That's how I would look at this whole thing, and try and put some relatively easy modifications to the crisis we're in now, with the media, the party wars between Republicans and Democrats, and the raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, I think was just going too far. I think a lot of things have gone too far in this country, and no one's willing to step up and say, you know what, we made a bad decision, we need to correct it, and we need to take the politics out of the justice system. Because it's the big guy suffering while the little guy suffers worse. Because we're putting people in jail instead of helping. And we're not helping the economy when we're putting people behind bars. So it's time to fix the problem. And the problem is the White House and the Senate and the Congress. Because they're not taking accountability. They're giving themselves raises, and that's it. There's no more conversation. Stay tuned. I got closing thoughts. So, finally, my idea, closing thought, I should say. For anybody out there who's looking to do some marketing, I would say, I have a great surprise coming. I'm going to be getting a bike. I'm also going to be getting a bike trailer, which means that I'm going to be putting signs on this trailer for advertising. Now, I can ride pretty far, and I'm willing to do it to help boost business and also give back around America. When I go on this cross-country trip on a bike, I'm planning on getting some advertising, because it'll help me to make some money, and also it'll be a great opportunity to show off business integrity. I mean, I want people to see that you don't have to have an automobile to make money. I'm going to get digital signage and regular signs, and I'm going to build one trailer full of different marketing and advertising to show off different companies. And there's Targets all over America, there's Walmarts all over America. So I really am excited about doing this bike trip. And I really hope that when I'm done, I can raise at least, I want to say at least $10,000 for a bike across America with a trailer and everything. And we're going to have more than one trailer. I mean, I want to get people involved. I just got to keep working on the idea and keep putting it together. But that's the promotion I'm doing right now. If you want to know more, just reach out to me. But now, I want to talk about something. Closing thoughts. First of all, the raid, the FBI raiding the Mar-a-Lago estate of Donald Trump is really kind of debilitating, because it shows that the FBI favors the Democrats over an honest person. And I do not like that. And see, the reason I don't like it is because it's saying if you're honest, we're going to harass you and prove that you're not. And I have to ask myself, how can a country be so divided as to let a former president be raided by the FBI and Secret Service for no reason at all? They had no reason to go knocking on doors, invading his estate, checking every room, all this stuff, all for nothing. That's the way it sounds. It was just nothing. And the Secretary of Justice didn't even have a response to it. He's like, it was a lawful, legal procedure carried out by top investigators of the FBI. And it's just like, top investigators. There's a situation happening in America where First Amendment rights are being taken away just because you speak freely. Isn't there a problem with this frame? I mean, isn't it missing a few things? What happened to integrity and justice? What happened to the blindfold that is over that statue that holds the heels of justice and balances them very carefully so people are treated fairly? Where is that at in this whole situation? And then I think to myself, I know where that's at. It's in the garbage, right along with the United States Constitution. Because there's no legal way to search a man's home than to throw away his Bill of Rights, his civil rights, and to think that this is all because Trump was president and he didn't do anything dirty like Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. But then, of course, Hunter Biden's able to buy his way in to his daddy's heart and get his daddy's money and invest in businesses that aren't exactly kosher. And his idea of moral standing is to have a picture taken with a known rival, an enemy of America in some ways. And we're just like in awe of the situation, because we're turning a person into a legend just overnight for his actions. I don't know. There's something wrong with this picture that just doesn't seem right. Doesn't balance. I mean, yeah, it would have balanced if it would have made sense. But this just doesn't make sense. And being a United States government, they have the right to take everything away. Because we're losing our freedoms due to Democrats throwing away the Bill of Rights, the Civil Rights, and the American Constitution of Rights. Because they continuously, and without regard for human life, they continue to invade private property without reason. There's no valid reason. But I guess if there is, they won't tell us. So we just have to wait and see and follow along. If that's the case. And if it's not the case, then we know that they're lying and they're trying to deceive America once again with fake information. So stay tuned. And I will catch you next time on My Peace of Mind. Everybody have a fun weekend. Happy Friday. And I will be back later.